the United States.
And who do you pray to?
God.
And what did the preacher deliver?
He delivered a sermon.
And what was another part of the service?
The music and the prayer, a beautiful prayer, giving thanks for the prisoners of war who had returned. We read that prayer in unison, and I thought it was beautiful.
Like you might say, I thought I had time, but I got caught in traffic, and the post office was closed
when I got there.
Now, what is the opposite of God?
Satan.
And have you heard him called any other names?
Devil.
All right. What do people sometimes tell children to come and get them if they don't behave?
My mother referred to it as a bad man.
Have you ever heard the booger man?
I've heard that. It wasn't used in our family.
And what is it people sometimes think they see around a graveyard?
Ghosts.
And what would your mother, father, maybe your grandparents have called it?
Spirits.
Any other names?
The colloquial word was saints. Folks.
And if you were describing a house that would be visited by these spirits, you'd call it a
haunted house.
Betty put a sweater on. It's getting how chilly? You're talking to someone.
Getting very chilly.
And I'll go with you and see us, but I'd
rather not.
What do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time?
I'm glad to see you.
All right, if you were walking down the street and you met someone in the, let's say, before 12 o'clock, what would you say?
Good morning.
And then after 12?
Good afternoon.
All right, would you ever use the term good evening?
Yes.
And what time of the day would you
say? That would be late in the afternoon.
All right, do you use the word afternoon to refer to, let's say, from 12 to 6?
Six.
And then from then on?
Good evening.
He owns 500 acres. How much land would that be? That's a, how much, something of land?
It's a plantation.
Okay. Let's try that another way. If I were taking food out in my plate and I had more than I would probably eat, you would say that's a
parcel.
You did not use the expression right smart here. Do you use this expression? That's a right smart of land, or that's a right smart food?
Yes, I do.
Can you give me some examples of how you might use it with certain words?
We've had a right smart of cold weather this month.
What about rain?
We have had a good deal of rain.
You would not use right smart with rain then. How about bad or good luck?
A good bit of good luck, bad luck.
And money?
Good deal of money.
And pain?
Severe pain.
Okay. If you want to say something stronger, more enthusiastic than yes, you would say what? You were very willing to do something.